The following program is brought to you in living color.
You see this earth? It's been resting. Now it's good. Someday I'm going to buy this land and I'm going to make a great wine. But here on this wreck of a vineyard.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Amazing creature. She deceives everybody.
You swine!
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. All the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know but were afraid to ask. Yes, we are off and rolling to another version of everyone's favorite wine show, and I have to admit I feel sorry for all of our listeners today. I am all over the board. It is pretty. It is sunny. It is almost spring. And I know I hate March because it's going to turn around and bite me one way or the other, but at least for right now, it's nice. I have spring fever, and I actually have something besides boots and a parka on. So
that's very nice when that happens for the very first time, isn't it?
It is. It gives you a sense of renewal. It gives you a sense of hope. Not everything is dreary and awful and miserable. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just the studio.
That's right.
All right. So because of that, I am just in an amazing mood. So we've got all kind of fun stuff to cover today. I've got some great news stories from you. But of course, it is the important week. This is, of course, the week of St. Patrick's Day. And yes, I am a Irish girl myself. My middle name has Irish leanings, and because of that, my mother swears I get my temper from that side of my family, but go figure. So we're going to do a little testimony to the fact of the luck of the Irish today, but of course, it would not be a complete show without an amazing guest, and we are fortunate once again to have the rock star, the man, to me, the greatest winemaker that has walked the planet, Mr. Ed Sobraja of Sobraja Family Vineyards. He's going to join us for a while here on the show and tell us what's going on at the best damn winery in all of Dry Creek. So having done that, we are, of course, going to give you some wine recommendations. Now, this week, I thought, as long as we're talking about green, I'm going to let green be the overlying theme of today's Wine Crush. The grass is greening up. There's green daffodils coming out. It's green for St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, green's a great buzzword. Yes, I'm going to annoy you to death. Hey, Kent, is it easy being green?
It's always easy being green.
Yes, we have our resident Kermit the Frog here, mm-hmm. And we're just going to have a nice day.
Ribbit, ribbit.
There we go. Well, in light of that, our wines of the week. Of course, our white, of course, has to be Vino Verde. A green wine. Actually, the one I'm specifically recommending is Twin Vines Vino Verde. You've heard me talk about this on the show in the past, but I think this is one of the most underappreciated white wines that are out there. Vino Verde traditionally is a Portuguese wine, and meaning green wine, it is exactly what it is. The vines for this wine are trained very, very high. Usually, if you think about how a vineyard is laid out, they're done in a trestle kind of format so they don't get over people's heads. With Vino Verde, they actually can train these things up telephone poles. They've trained them up side of mountains. You can have grapevines literally stretching 45 feet above your head. And what they do, because land is limited, especially arable, plantable land, this way they can put their vegetable crops under the grapes. So you can have your peppers, your onions, your potatoes, or whatever you're growing in that region, and your grapes, and get two great crops for the price of one. Well, Twin Vines Vino Verde, this is actually a great wine for this time of year. It's light. It has a great floral aspect to it. It has a citrus aspect to it. It has lemon and lime in it. And no, I'm not talking about Sprite or 7-Up, but it's just very, very refreshing. I think one of the cool things about green wine is most of them constructed, I'm not saying they're bubbly, but they have a little bit of effervescence on the tongue. And because of that, they're just light, they're refreshing, they're good. They, once again, they give you great hope. You know spring is coming if you're drinking Vino Verde. Twin Vines is on the market. It has an absolutely gorgeous bottle, too. So all of us who like the pretty glass-looking bottles you can see through that have kind of an etching on the front of it, this is it. So it's a great gift bottle. It also makes a great soap dispenser when you're done with it. Just get a liquor pourer, put it in the top of it, fill it up with your dishwater soap, and it looks good on the sink. So it's your best bet all the way around. You can find this in your local Mega Mart under $10. Very inexpensive bottle, so it's worth the while. Now, it's kind of hard to find a green-red wine. You think about all the labels out there, and you think of green, you think of white. But I have managed to find you one. It is the Green Lion Merlot, and it is out of Napa Valley. And what really brought my attention to this wine before I tried it is the label. The label was designed by Alan Aldridge. And for those of you who are true music fans, you know he worked for the Beatles. He did some jacket covers for them, but he was also one of John Lennon's favorite designers. It is really easy to pick this bottle out on the shelf. It's real psychedelic looking, very, very cool. But what's even better, of course, is the fruit inside it. It's 85% Merlot. It's blended grapes past that. And coming from Napa, it has a little bit of that Oakville flavor to it, but it's very soft. It's not overpowering. It's got great black cherry, great fruit, and it has a hint of earthiness in it, which you really don't expect. But I definitely would go out of my way for St. Patrick's Day to look for Green Lion Merlot. Like I said, both these wines have labels you can't miss on the shelf, so they're a great pair as a gift or, of course, just to look at. So wine recommendations today, Vino Verde, and of course a Merlot, something new and different. Well, there's amazing things happening in the news, of course. We mentioned a couple shows ago about everything going on in Chile. And as of right now, they are calling that there's a $250 million loss just from the wine industry alone. Right now, 14 million cases are estimated to have been destroyed in the earthquake that hit. So once again, I will reassert what I had said before. If you have some favorite Chilean wines out there, now would be the time to go get them. As much as I love the fact we'll be able to see them in about 9 months or so, keep in mind ports are closed and those that weren't destroyed are going to have a hard time getting here.
How long do you think it takes for a country to recover from something like this?
As far as speaking for the country, I have no idea. Chile, it'll take them a good 4 or 5 years to get back on their feet after this. They still haven't truly estimated vineyard destruction itself. But just the sake of the wineries, a lot of them lost fermenters, a lot of them lost tanks. And these aren't little investments. If you consider the size of some fermenting tanks are about 35 feet high and probably 20 feet across, these are major pieces of machinery. And, of course, it takes a long time to have them made. A lot of them want them custom made. Then all the barrels they lost, it takes time to get the barrels redone. It'll be a good 2 years for the wineries that truly had damage done to their actual inventories to recover. That's not even covering the fact that people that had damage to their wineries. Mm-hmm. Structurally, can they go back in them? Can they still support wine? Can they still literally come in and process there? That's things that'll take a good 9 months to 12 months to ascertain, because obviously they need to get the cities back up and running, the ports, the airports. Those things need to be the major consideration. When you start heading north, you know, towards Santiago, towards Rapel, towards Mapo Valley, those regions tend to be a little bit more outlying and not the focus of everything going on. So definitely hearts out to Chile and what's going on down there. Any of y'all have any comments on that? I'd love to hear. If you know something differently than I do, call us 877-4CRUSH1 or email me, Laura Lawson@winecrush.com. Always love to hear commentary. Of course, you can check us out at our Facebook page, Wine Crush Radio Show, and post your comments and your, of course, observations there. But once again, I encourage you to call Kent. He loves those calls the best.
Can't get enough of them.
All right. When we return, we are going to be joined by the rock star himself, Mr. Ed Sobraja. So stay tuned.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva. And right now, it's my great pleasure to welcome onto the show one of my favorite winemakers on the planet and a man I consider a friend, Mr. Ed Sabraja. Ed, welcome to The Crush.
Hey, Laura. How you doing?
I am outstanding. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
How are
things? I'm traveling down the road in my car, so if I get a little fuzzy once in a while, it's not me, it's the phone.
Well, number one, I know you're often fuzzy to begin with, but I've seen the way you drive, and this concerns me greatly for the people out in California.
My son's driving. I'm being driven, so it's okay.
All right. Well, you've been driven for a long time. That definitely is proven by your pedigree. For our listeners, Ed Sabraja, he is the only winemaker in the world to have had a number one red and a number one white. He also has his own winery now after overseeing Behringer for 30 years. Of course, he has the Sabraja family and is the best damn winery, of course, down in Dry Creek. Hey, Ed, for our listeners, tell them all about Sabraja family.
Well, it's a small family-owned winery owned by my wife, Jane, and myself. And my son, Adam, is the winemaker, and his wife, Kathy, runs hospitality administration and everything else that's not winemaking. So it's a family affair.
Well, what
we started in really since 2004, and we bought the a facility at the end of Dry Creek Valley, right next to the dam. That's why we have the best dam winery around, and it's an exciting adventure to, after 30 years with Behringer, who was very gracious to me, helped me start the brand, to be out on our own two feet.
Well, I think one of the things I love most is you look at today in the consolidations, you find a lot of smaller wineries getting sucked up into big companies. You were one who left a monster, mammothing company to make your own family winery. You're definitely one of a kind with that. How hard was the transition for you?
Well, you know, I think that you know, I mentioned how gracious they are. They definitely really helped me, and I was lucky to, you know, have great vineyards, and Lori Hooker's Waymick Grinnell, who I hired and worked with for 20 years, still has those great vineyards, and I still help once in a while. Not that she needs my help, but they really helped me keep my day job and do this brand at the same time. Adam came on, and he and I worked together on it, and we kind of transitioned into it pretty easily, so it's like any other small business these days. You know, everyone has a little, it's a tight situation with a tight economy, but I am seeing indications that life is getting better for everybody and that we're going to be okay.
Well, of course you're going to be okay. You're Ed Sabraja. But question for you, after running a facility as big as Behringer's and all the different brands and all the different wines they had, obviously, Sabraja is your pride and joy. It definitely shows through in the wines. But I got to ask, do you occasionally get bored?
No. There's always a bathroom to clean or another check to sign. So it's now it's the thing about it is that it's all about attention to detail. So, you know, with Behringer, there were people watching vineyards. There were people buying barrels for me. There were people doing a lot of things. And now Adam and I do it all. Adam and I and Kathy and my brother-in-law Bob is chief financial officer. Jane's there often. My kids work in a cellar often. When I'm not at school or the tasting room. And, you know, there were tasting room staffs. Well, we just had barrel tasting for the weekend, and we were there all weekend. In fact, I'm there almost every weekend. So it's like a 7-day-a-week job. It's like going to my house. So it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it, but it is all in time. It's a lot of time to spend working on a lot of different things.
But I guess it's good. I know that if my family, all of us got together and we had to focus and work at one company, we'd kill each other. I mean, there would just be blood all over the tasting room. We would have choked each other to death, locked people in vats. Do you ever have a hard time with family separating between work and business?
In our case, no. I mean, Adam and I get along really well, and his wife is the sweetest person I've ever met, so he lucked out, and so did I.
Well, I've had the pleasure of meeting your son. I know he tends to be a little bit more laid-back and good-natured than you are.
Yes, he is. Yes, I'm a little bit more sticky than he is. But, now we get along well. Every once in a while, being good Italians, we'll be waving in arms and yelling at each other, and everybody runs for cover, and then we'll give everybody a bottle of wine and apologize. But that only happens, like, once a year, so it's
Good. That's great. Like I said, it'd be daily around my house. Well, question for you. I think a lot of people, they think of Dry Creek, and they're like, Dry Creek, where is that? I even had people who I know who know wines top to bottom say, Dry Creek, isn't that part of Mendocino? Isn't that part of Napa? Tell us. Tell
that's
our listeners. No doubt. So tell our listeners about Dry Creek. I think it's a really up-and-coming area. Obviously, most of us know it's already there. But what changes have you seen in your neck of the woods?
Well, I mean, just look at it. There are two parallel valleys going north from San Francisco. And Napa Valley is about 70 miles inland from the ocean. Sonoma County is about 30 miles inland from the ocean, and they're separated by 30 miles of hillside, the Myakonis Mountains. On the northwestern side that runs right along the Dry Creek River that is a tributary to the Russian River, which is bringing the cold air in from the ocean, the Pacific, which is quite cold, about 52 degrees, there's a little valley about 10 miles long, about a mile wide, that essentially goes north-south, that grows about 9,000 acres of vineyard, mostly Zinfandel, Sauvignon Blanc, but a lot of Chardonnay and Merlot, and up in the hillside, some really nice Cabernet. So I grew up in that valley, and where I raised my family, and and I commuted back to Behringer, back and forth 30 miles to Behringer every day, but now I live right around the corner, so it's a beautiful place. It looks like Tuscany, and I think that's why my ancestors, my grandfather moved there about 100 years ago, so we've been there a long time.
Well, there is no doubt about it. I love the ride out to your winery. For our listeners who want to come visit you, tell them how to get there.
You would come, well, if you fly into San Francisco, you'd go north on Highway 101, and you would get off on the last exit, which is called Dry Creek, and you'd go west. You'd go underneath the freeway, make a left-hand turn at the bottom of the on-ramp, and go 10 miles out Dry Creek Valley. You'll pass Ferrari Carano on the left, which is a very nice winery if you want to stop there, and about a mile and a half past that. Little blue roof up on the hillside to the right, and the big sign says Fragia, Fragia, which I've felt so many times in my life.
Hey, that's all right. We've all made it up as we've gone along. I personally like the directions you give me better. Laura, just keep driving till you don't see another winery and take a right.
Yeah, and make a right. Hit the damn turn, I'll come back.
Exactly. If you get wet, you've missed the winery.
There you go.
Well, Ed, I know that all of our listeners have had the chance to hear me talk about your Sauvignon Blanc. We only have a few seconds left. What would be the one wine that y'all do that you recommend highly that our listeners have to taste?
The wine I love the best is our La Promessa Zinfandel, which is a Zinfandel that is produced right around the winery, which should be available this year. It's the first wine we made at our new winery in Dry Creek Valley, and it's the big, rich, jammy Zinfandel that's very typical of the valley. The other one is the one that I grew up drinking. The reason Adam always says it's the reason we do what we do and we have what we have, it's the Gino Zinfandel, the name after my father. And it's more of a cranberry, blackberry characteristic versus the big jammy characteristic. And it's much more, I'd say, you know, that Sangiovese Tuscan style. It's probably why the Italians moved there in the first place.
Well, I know both of them are outstanding. Anything that has your name on it's going to be great. Well, Ed, I appreciate you taking time to call. I hope you have all been very safe in the car, and we just certainly can't wait to have you back in the studio personally when you come to the East Coast.
Well, Laura, thanks for having Squash Family Vineyards on your show, and it's great. I thank you.
All right, sweetheart. I'll talk to you soon. Well, we're going to take a small break here at The Crush, but when we return, some of your calls, your emails, because after all, it's all about you.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant, what would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their roiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. We just hung up with Ed Sobraja as he was on his way down Dry Creek Road in Dry Creek Valley. He is always a joy to talk to. For those of you that want to learn more about Ed, you can check him out at Sobraja.com, S-B-R-A-G-I-A.com. And I definitely encourage those of you who are visiting out there to please make the trip out to the winery. Has a beautiful view, beautiful people, and just great, great hospitality. Well, of course, this business is never boring, and it's always interesting to see the news that comes across my desk. But some of it, you've just got to wonder what these people are thinking. In latest news, there is now a de-alcohol wine launched to combat alcohol abuse. There is a new wine. It has been stripped of all of its alcohol. It is made from a fully fermented wine, and they have vacuum distilled it to take all the alcohol out. The wine is going to be called Wine Zero, and it is out of Italy. And they make a red, they make a white, and they make a rosé, and it's all been American oak aged. Now, I find this interesting. You know, we've had the near beer, we have non-alcoholic beer, but to take a wine and to totally strip it of its alcohol after you go to all the trouble, you grow the grapes, you harvest them, you pick them, you age them, you baby them, and then you're going to put it into a very large centrifuge, and you're going to spin it and beat it to an inch of its life just to pull all the alcohol out. What's the point? Why didn't you just do grape juice to begin with? So,
but if somebody gave you a glass of this and you didn't know that it had been taken out and it tasted good to you, would you care?
I bet you a dime to a dollar, there is no way that wine is palatable. I don't care what they do to it. Anytime you take a wine that's delicate, and I do like to consider wine a living thing, and you beat it like you're going to beat it, it's not going to be palatable. You are not going to be able to drink it. and especially coming from the Italians. The Italians pride themselves on several things, particularly their wine, all their different regions, all their different vineyards, the fact that wine has such a great history with them. For anyone who's been to Italy or has a friend that owns a true Italian restaurant, you know that their lunches consist of 6 hours of 17 different wines and usually a whole pig rolled out at some point. I promise you the last thing on their minds is whether or not their wines have alcohol in them. So my question is, if they're trying to make a bottle of wine for people who have abused alcohol, is it really kind of them to put a glass of what they used to drink in front of it and have it taste like swill? Do they really think this is going to work?
Yeah. Might as well do grape juice.
Exactly. That's why they make Welsh's. Drink that. So, of course, I want your comments. I want to know what your thoughts are. I could be totally off the mark on this. I know that in the American market, for a while, there were some wines that were considered to be near wines or wines that were made deliberately without alcohol or have had them stripped out. And I can't say that many of them are much better than their grape juice counterparts. But I could be wrong. Would love to know what y'all think. Call me 877-4CRUSH1 or you can email me at lauralawson@winecrush.com. Well, that is exactly what someone has done, and I wish I could say it was a great question, but I'm going to read this email because I find it fascinating, and truth be known, I'd like to know if we should do a show on it. This is from Robert Lieberman, and Mr. Lieberman writes, "Hi, I just discovered your show on iTunes and enjoy it very much. I am Jewish and only drink kosher wine. Not a bad thing. There are a lot of excellent choices. And speaking of which, there are a few excellent kosher wineries in Napa. Would you consider interviewing one on your show? A good choice is Four Gates Winery in Santa Cruz. It's a one-man operation, and he produces some excellent wines. Covenant Winery is another great example. First-rate wines. Thanks, and keep up the good work." Well, Robert, thank you very much, because I know we had a show, I guess, around 3 weeks ago where people asked me for recommendations on good kosher wines, and I was a little stumped. I have to admit, I don't follow that as well as I should. We all know Benzinger, Fortant, some of the lower tier wines. But Robert, I will go out of my way and we will see if we can't get one of these kind gentlemen on the phone. I do have questions on everything that would make a wine kosher, so I think it would be an interesting day. So, Robert, thank you very much. Moving on to emails, since we are talking about a green show, I did kind of comb through some other emails and come up with some that would be apropos for today. So in light of that, this email is from Karen in St. Louis. Karen writes, "Some of the red wines I have tasted have a green or bell pepper kind of flavor. It is not something I like. Is there a way to tell what wines will have that flavor so I can avoid them?" It's interesting that you write that question. I know exactly what you're talking about. You pick up this big Cabernet, usually from Sonoma Valley, and you think, oh, I can't wait to taste this, and you get it in your mouth, and it tastes a little bit plasticky and a little bit like green pepper, and I've even gotten a hint of jalapeno on these things before. And a lot of times, and what a lot of winemakers will tell you, is that age takes care of the problem. That this is a sign of a younger wine, it's a sign of a wine that hasn't reached its maturity. But what I found interesting is there was actually a study done on this, and this comes from, oh, let's see who it came from. It came from the Wine Spectator, and what they did is they had Larry Perrine. He's the CEO of Channing Daughters Winery. They sat down and they started analyzing why the bell pepper flavors were there, and they have actually come to the conclusion that it's a chemical compound that makes it happen. Methoxypyrazine, or MP, is the one chemical that does this flavor. And anyone who grows red wine in marginal climates, meaning those that they're colder, they're wetter, it becomes a possibility they'll get these flavors. But what's really cool is after 5 years of research, they sat down and they realized a simple fact. If you would go out to your vineyard and you would pull the leaves off your grapevines, you wouldn't get the green flavor. Now, I know we have the KISS concept, you know, keep it simple, stupid. But it does make sense that if you don't want overly green flavors in your grapes, if you'll go out and take the green leaf off the grapes, it probably would make sense that the wine wouldn't be green anymore. I don't know. Just a thought when it comes down to it. But truth be known, that's how you get rid of the bell pepper flavor. So, in answer to your question, is there a way to tell if once you buy that bottle, it's going to taste like green peppers? Nope. Sorry, Karen, you're on your own on that one. But what you can do is flip around the back label. Now, I realize there are a lot of wineries that don't make the back label particularly friendly, but if you will read something along the lines of hand-cropped or small-cropped or drop-crop, then chances are you're going to find a wine that was very, very carefully modulated from the bud break until the fact it was put in the bottle. And if growers took great care to reduce the size of the crop, that means they reduced the leave, it was canopy management, chances are it's not going to taste like bell pepper. Now, whether or not that will help, I don't know, but my guess is yes. So give that a shot and let us know how it works. And Karen, for the record, I'm with you. I cannot stand that flavor in my wine either. So good question, hopefully a good answer. But of course, we are focusing on St. Patrick's Day. And of course, everyone thinks St. Patrick's Day is all about beer and everything that we can drink for St. Patrick's Day. And that's just not fun. So we all kicked around a couple ideas and we've come up with some great insights as to why it's better to drink wine instead of beer on St. Patrick's Day. Number one, the most obvious, white wine, especially Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc, will take green food coloring much better than beer.
Well, that's true.
You can make it totally look green. You can look like you're part of the Irish crowd because if beer has that yellow tint to it, really light Sauvignon Blancs and Chardonnays don't, so you can truly get a green beverage. Now, for those of you out there who tend to have your teeth bleached, I did learn the hard way last year that if you drink wine that has green food coloring on it, there's some reason it will transfer to your teeth. So keep that in mind as you are trying this adventure out, that unless you want to look like a leprechaun yourself for the next couple of days, I'd avoid that if I were you. Nevertheless, it's a really good idea. All right. Something else to keep in mind for those of you who enjoy your wine and want to drink beer on St. Patrick's Day, wine does not process as fast in the system as beer does. So you can enjoy your glass of wine and not have to stand in line to use the facilities as often as other people. So see, we have these great insights coming up throughout the show, so you just have to pay attention. But right now, Kent's glaring at me, which means I need to talk more about you than about me. So we do have another email. We have Chet in Wichita. Chet writes, I heard you discuss green on your show in reference to wineries going green. Aren't they basically farms and therefore green anyway? Well, Chet, that's a very simple and easy way to look at it, but unfortunately, no, it doesn't work quite like that. To go back over the green concept is kind of like biodynamic. It's kind of along the lines of we're not going to hurt the earth while we're here. And even though a lot of people do the biodynamic farming, when they went in to build their wineries, they dynamited hillsides, they put in steel girders, they ripped out all the trees, they ran electric power lines, and they actually used a lot of diesel fuel to get that done. That is a no-no when it comes to green. So even if they farmed wonderfully, they used no chemicals, they used no pesticides, they only let ladybugs and hawks go, they danced around a bone in the middle of the vineyard, it doesn't matter if they didn't build their winery the correct way. This is actually funny. It's part of the whole movement we're seeing in California right now. As wineries attempt to go green, a lot of what they're doing is they're putting the solar panels on their winery. Now, in California, and I think a lot of other states in the center of the country, it's a great concept. They go ahead, they have the solar panels so that they can create their own electricity and then sell the excess back to California or whatever state they're in. The only problem is if they're going green, the thieves keep stealing their panels. All right, we're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, more great news and, of course, more emails from you.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is the Wine Crush.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815. 6815.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max. Z-Max added to your oil and your gas tank can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Mozarties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are going over green today. In light of St. Patrick's Day, I figured it was a great way to tie everything in. But of course, as we're continuing our quest towards St. Patrick's Day, we have to continue our thoughts on why it's better to drink wine instead of beer on St. Patrick's Day. Wine makes Irish food taste better. For those of you who actually look in your neighborhoods to find that Irish restaurant, yeah, you don't see many of those. So if we think traditionally about Irish food, it needs a lot of help. Wine helps more than beer does. Also, drinking wine, you are certainly less likely to see leprechauns. The more beer you drink, the more apt you are to find the little guys running around. If you casually sip your wine all the way through the day, you will not have any encounters.
I think there is absolutely no scientific basis for that statement at all.
Well, it's ironic that you would say there's no scientific basis, because I have a lot of fun with our next news story. So thank you for that. I love it when you help instead
Anytime
of hinder.
Anytime I can help, that's good.
Yes, yeah. It's nice not to be a hindrance. Speaking of no scientific basis, y'all have listened to me talk for ages about people talking the health benefits of alcohol versus the health detriment of alcohol. And no one can seem to get on the same page. It seems like every time someone comes out with the French paradox, drink a glass of red wine today, it's great for your heart, somebody invariably, some poor little teetotaler up in some kind of northeast state says, oh no, it's bad for you. Well, no, we can't do that anymore. But the good news is, coming from ABC News, cheers, ladies. A drink a day may keep the pounds away. Now, we're all very concerned about our health. We try and be health conscious. God knows we all spend enough money on it. But you tell me I can drink more and I can drop some pounds, I'm happy. Well, they've actually done a research on that. Normal weight women who drank 5 to 30 grams of alcohol daily gained less weight and had lower risk of becoming overweight or obese than their teetotaler or those who drank too much. So, basically, the report is saying that if you had a 12-ounce light beer has 11 grams of alcohol, so 5 ounces of red wine contains 15 grams of alcohol. So let's see. If I drink 2 glasses of wine a day, that puts me at about the 30 grams, I'm going to lose weight. I like that. I like the study. I can't wait for someone to come out and try and argue with it. But overall, we think about it. I'm sure someone's going to come out and say, yes, you're going to be thinner, but you're going to be a drunk before it's over with. But regardless, ladies, that's another really good reason to drink wine on St. Patrick's Day. If you drink wine, you'll lose weight. How's that for advocating and talking about no scientific proof? See, Kent, I got all the proof I need.
I guess since you said it, it's true.
It must be. But seriously, if you want to read the article, check it out. It's on MedPage today, and I do find it interesting. They go back and forth talking about the benefits and the justifications of it. But, well, if it works, it works. All right, moving on. We do take calls and emails from you, and right now we have one more email. This is from Ashley in Charlotte, and Ashley writes, "Why are some wine bottles green?" Well, Ashley, that is a very involved, long, drawn-out answer. Shockingly enough, you figured it'd be a very, very simple question. It's not. But I appreciate it when people take the time to ask obvious questions because people don't know the answer to this. The whole concept of green bottles, it can go from region to region to region and have different meanings. Ultimately, if you ask the people in the United States why are our bottles green, it's because, just like you've seen in the beer ads, it actually shields the wine from light. And when you look at the concept of things that will kill wine, light, vibration, and heat are the three that can absolutely destroy them. By putting wine in a green bottle, what it does, it filters the light that comes through naturally, and it helps dissolve some of the problems that happens when it's exposed to light. So that's most Americans' excuse for green bottles. If you go across the pond, if you go over to Germany, if you go into the Alsace region of France, they will tell you that the bottle is green or brown based on the type of wine that it's in. So if you're in a brown bottle, it's a certain type of wine. If you're in a green bottle, it's in a different type of wine. Generally, you'll find this most in Riesling bottles. If you look at it, green Riesling bottles tend to be less sweet than brown Riesling bottles. So that's another way you can pick things out on the shelf. If you don't want something overly sweet, go for a green bottle. Now, if you take this down around Italy or if you take it into France, why are the bottles green? It started out that way because when the first glass could be produced, it was cheaper to produce colored glass, at least the green color glass. When they tried to do clear color glass, number one, it wouldn't hold up as well. But number two, it obviously let light in. But so green was less expensive to make. Also, there was a theory there for a while that green glass was sturdier. And you'll see this, it still holds true when you think about champagne. Think about a champagne bottle right now. Run it all through your head. Name one that's not in a green bottle. The only one that came to my mind was Cristal. And they do that because they say that green bottles, for some reason, have better bounce factor, has better strength factor. And when you're going to put 6 atmospheric pressure under a cork, you need to have a stronger bottle. So, Ashley, I hope that answered your question. But there are a lot of different reasons and rationale behind it. So I encourage you, Google it. It's always fun. We're going to take a small break right here. But when we return, we, of course, will wrap up why it's great to be green, especially with wine on St. Patrick's Day.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master?
Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete.
Hi-yah!
Brick walls.
Hi-yah!
Trees.
Hi-yah!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
You're listening to The Wine Crush, and I'm Laura Lawson. I hope you've had as much fun today as I have going over the concepts of being green. It's real easy to do this tongue-in-cheek with such a fun holiday coming up. Yes, St. Patrick's Day has traditionally been the great beer holiday, but we're moving towards, I don't know, civilizing it a little bit. For those of you who are heading to Savannah or New York for the parade, just remember a wine glass can be used just as well to beat the head in beat the head in front of you as well as the one behind you. Keep in mind, it's a great weapon. But all joking aside, today's concept of green is actually a true movement in the wine business. Whether we're talking about dyeing your wine a different color green, or whether you're talking about a green bottle, or wineries going green, or whether you're drinking green wine in the Vino Verde, it's all a sign of change. And just like we get excited about the spring coming and the great spring fever and the fact that it's sunny and not snowing, the green being the sign of change is an indication you should take as far as your wine appreciation and your wine knowledge. Branch out, try and find something new and different. Whether it's supporting a winery who's going green and trying not to leave a very big carbon footprint, whether it's wineries who are doing excessive testing to see that their wine is delivered to you in great format by using a green bottle, whether it's the new wines that are coming in, whether it's the Vino Verdes from Portugal, the green wines from Spain, great new exciting stuff that really won't break the bank and can let you try something different, or ultimately the fact we're coming up on a traditionally a drinking holiday and you want to do something besides tap that keg, I think it's good to look at it as a whole. So we'll work on the green movement for the year. So that's been the crush for this week. As always, I want your information. I want to know what you're thinking. Call me 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email me at lauralawson@winecrush.com. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook at The Wine Crush Radio Show. Well, I've had a lot of fun this week. I hope you have. But as always here at The Crush, we remind you to sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas. In wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and may the luck of the Irish be with you this week.